Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Muscovites back on the show. Chris is the president of TMG eMedia. He's one of the top technology experts and cybersecurity experts in the world. He's got a new book out called Privacy Regulations and Cybersecurity, the Essential Business Guide. This is for us, folks, and we're launching it today. Chris, welcome back.
Good morning. It's very, very nice to be here launching the book in your program. Your audience is one of the best audiences in the world, and they could certainly use it.
Well, I'm glad. I appreciate you dedicating the time that it takes to write a book for this issue and for framing it and focusing it on how small business owners think about this. Why did you use privacy? Why was the first title, the first word of your title, privacy?
Right.
Tell us why that's important.
Well, like you remember, because I think we launched it in your program also, the first book about a couple of years ago was Cybersecurity Program Development. Mm-hmm. And it was a guide for businesses. At the time, small and mid-sized businesses were really struggling trying to just frame the role of cybersecurity in their operations. They were using computers, they were paying a lot of money to use computers, and now all of a sudden we were going back to them and saying, well, all of these millions of dollars of investments that you did in computers is all fine and good, but we have a new threat. This has created cybersecurity and so on and so forth. But after that book, and as we were talking with clients and as we were talking with colleagues, it became apparent that all governments from all over the world were focusing on this privacy issue, and they were coming up with regulations. And the fact of the matter is that everybody that I was talking to, they were saying, well, these people don't even know what privacy is.
Right.
They're writing regulations and laws, mm-hmm. and they don't know what big tech does. They don't know what privacy means. So they're just writing things left, right, and center. So I was fascinated by that. I was fascinated by the fact
that. Were we seeing that around the world, not just in the United States? I mean, of course, we know that Europe has been obsessed
right.
with privacy more than any other region, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know,
right.
for a long, long time. And they've taken some drastic steps in the direction of privacy. But is it across the country, around the world, or just more in Europe?
No, Europe was the first, and they're really spearheading this fight, but it is all over the world. And, of course, privacy regulations in different parts of the world are written in a way that sometimes it suits totalitarian governments.
Right.
So, you know,
like Iran
exactly.
and North Korea and Russia and China. Yeah, exactly.
You got it. So their legislation
or
is not exactly.
Or California. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
So the big issue is Europe. The part of the main reasons why Europe started this effort and it is now out with GDPR is that all the big tech companies are coming from the United States. So Europe is turning around and saying, well, wait a minute, all these big tech companies is from the United States. They are collecting the data of European citizens, and God knows what they're doing with that. We just can't trust them to have all of this information over there and doing whatever they want with it. So that's part of the reason that started the control of big tech and tech's use of private data.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the focus behind the regulation.
And of course, as you mentioned GDPR, these were the pretty strong rules that Europe has, and of course, privacy is not just what the big tech companies are. I mean, they're the mass producers of privacy infringement, but corporations have this too. Small businesses have to pay attention to this too, don't they?
Oh, very much so. And you're right. The companies is the number one abuser of privacy, because that's how they make money. I mean, think about it, and we talk about it to clients, and we talk about it when we do cybersecurity awareness. You are using, say, Google, Facebook, Amazon, all sorts of different things, and you're using these massive services for free. Mm-hmm. So you think Google is giving you search and email and Google Apps and all that for your beautiful blue eyes?
You're the product.
Right. You are the product. That's exactly right. You are the product. When the menu is free, when the food is free, you're on the menu.
Right.
So exactly that's what's happening with big tech. And that's exactly what the Europeans and other governments from around the world say, well, wait a minute, we need to stop that abuse. The problem is that if you don't know what privacy is, if you don't know how to look at private data in a new world of this data, then you're disrupting fundamental business models.
That's exactly right.
Yes, you're right.
We got to go to a break, Curtis. But folks, how do you protect the privacy and not hurt the economy? That's the trick. We've been trying to do it for a long time, and we'll talk more about this with Chris Muscovites after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.